When it comes to creativity, how do you feel? Does it fill you with excitement at all the possibilities, or does it fill you with dread? Does creativity feel embedded deep within your personality, or does it feel far from your reach, or are you somewhere in between? The good news is, whether you feel creative or far from it, there's a lot you can do to boost it, and it can bring huge rewards to every aspect of your life. Today on the Originers podcast, we're going to be revealing how. Originality is your greatest gift. Every one of us has an original blend of experiences, skills, personality, and values. It all adds up to give you unique potential. Originers tap into the power of their originality to make amazing things happen. Whether they have a personal ambition or are on a mission to make the world brighter. Originers have dreams, passions, and ideas, but most importantly, they take action. When you are an originer, you make the future. Welcome, I'm Loretta Milan, host of the Originers podcast. When I say creativity, what comes to mind? Many will jump straight to creative pursuits like painting, writing, crafting, and so on. In school, there are creative subjects, and then there are other subjects. Personally, I loved art and creative writing from a young age, and apart from the odd disaster, my creations turned out pretty well, and so my creativity was encouraged. Meanwhile, for those who didn't enjoy creativity so much, it wasn't seen as a big loss in education. Creative subjects are seen as nice, but not as important as maths, English, science, and other subjects, so it mattered more, it seemed, to direct energies into performing well in these areas instead. Those who were labelled as the creative ones took art as an option, and many others couldn't wait to drop it and never touch a paintbrush again. So it was interesting when around 20 years later, I was working with a FTSE 100 company and I was tasked with bringing people together from across the company to explore ways we could enhance the company's customer experience. The company wanted people from the greatest variety of departments as possible so they could have as many ideas coming together. I was asked whether I could put on a few creative workshops because, well, creativity is my thing. So that I could get people's ideas flowing. Great, I thought, this sounds fun, I could do that. But I'll never forget the first one. There I was with all my coloured pens and interactive activities in a room with a group of engineers, technicians, administrators and call centre operators, staring blankly at me at the suggestion we come up with creative ideas. Eventually, one of them piped up. I'm not sure why I've been invited to this workshop, she said. I'm not going to be any use. I'm not creative at all. I looked around the room. Does anyone else feel this way? Most of the hands went up. My mind flashed back to the school I went to and the hundreds of children who had been led to believe that they weren't one of the creative ones because of their experiences in art, music, or creative writing class. Returning to where I was, I knew everyone in the room would have amazing ideas, but unless I could get them to abandon the false belief that they had no creative potential, not only would my workshop be a flop, I'd have added to their sense of failure. And there was no way I was going to let that happen. So I asked them to picture their first years of school, and maybe you may enjoy doing this for a moment. Did you ever enjoy playing with the paint, making things, playing games, dressing up, pretending you were kings and queens? For the first time, faces across the room lit up. Then came the stories of clay pots made for Mum and Dad, how they pretended to be dragons on the school field and scared half the class, the joy of painting with their hands and more. That, I said, is your creativity. Yes, but I wasn't very good, said someone in the room. Ah, but creativity is not fine art or an elaborate sculpture or elegant prose. Those are simply some examples of the outcomes, great though they may be. Creativity is actually simply the ability to come up with new ideas using your imagination. And I expect you do that all the time, solving problems using your creativity regularly. People around the room nodded, and I expect you might recognise yourself doing these things too. We don't have to be the next Pablo Picasso to be creative, unless, of course, that's your aim. Being creative could be something you enjoy, regardless of the outcome. In fact, when we want lots of ideas, the less critical we can be, the better. It's far more effective to let the imagination flow and come back to edit the ideas later. I love that at the end of all the workshops in that series, participants said that one of the best things about it was that they discovered that they'd actually been creative all these years, and they proved it. They came up with amazing ideas. Some even said that taking part and having this great realization had inspired them to have a go at some creative hobbies outside of work. So, how about if you want to boost your creativity? Well, there are three great steps you can take. Before I delve into this, how would you like to have a boost of originality every week to help you tap into your greatest potential? Well, we've got something new for you, and best of all, it's free. We've launched the Big O, a weekly message designed to brighten your inbox. It's short but mighty and designed for busy people with big ambitions. Every Tuesday, it comes to you with three things. One great idea or insight, one powerful question to ask yourself, and one simple challenge designed to elevate your week. So if you want to embrace the power of your originality and do amazing things, subscribe to the Big O today at origineurs.com. or via the link in the show notes. Okay, so let's head into the three great steps that you can take to boost your creativity. The first is to give yourself permission to be creative. We need to let go of the perception that creativity is frivolous or less important. It's actually vital for succeeding in every field. Creativity is necessary for a huge variety of tasks, including product or service invention, problem solving, leadership, project management, and more. Your imagination can also be used to power up your goal setting. Imagine the outcome and all the possible ways to get there. Without creativity, the number of options becomes limited. With it, the potential for a successful outcome increases dramatically. The second thing you can do is strengthen your creative muscles. Think of a creative activity you enjoyed doing when you were young, or that you've always fancied doing. Maybe it's painting, dance, singing, or writing. Give it a go. You don't have to be good, and you don't have to do it in front of other people. That's not the point, unless you want to do it for a challenge or a profession. The aim is to get you used to expressing your thoughts and feelings in different ways and getting in the habit of flexing your creative muscles so they'll be strong when you need them. Just like when exercising your physical muscles, you should exercise your creative muscles regularly too to get the maximum benefits. And variety is key. Even if you're doing a lot of creative activities already, trying different things will bring a new dynamic and spice up your ideas. The third thing you can do to boost your creativity is create an ocean of ideas. Some of the most successful people in the world come up with ideas regularly and are not afraid to experiment. Challenge yourself to come up with three new ideas a week and write them down. It doesn't matter where they sit on the practical to wild scale. You don't have to implement them all. And crazy ideas push our perceptions of what's possible, encouraging us to stretch ourselves and the boundaries of practicality. When you have an ocean of ideas, you have a greater chance of finding a pearl. This bright idea could be the game changer that solves a problem and gets you noticed, opens up an opportunity, or unlocks a new avenue of success for you. So have fun tapping into your creativity and boosting it on a regular basis. It's the magic ingredient to unlocking more originality and greater success in every aspect of your life. So, what are the most important takeaways from this episode of the Originers Podcast? 1. Many people have a belief that they are creative or not creative based on their experiences at school, where subjects were segmented. Creativity can falsely be associated with talent, recognised or not recognised at the time, and is not a reflection of what you are capable of now. 2. To tap into the power of your imagination, it can help to travel back in time to when you were small and your imagination was limitless. Know that creativity is your ability to come up with new ideas using your imagination, and that this ability is always with you. 3. There are 3 ways to boost your creativity. Give yourself permission to be creative. It is not frivolous, it is essential. Strengthen your creative muscles and create an ocean of ideas. And finally, if no one has told you today, I want you to know that I believe in you, that you matter, and that you can do great things. Keep being original. We hope that you found the lessons in this podcast valuable. In the show notes, you'll find a link to the article which accompanies this episode. It includes all of the lessons we've shared with you today. Now is the greatest time to tap into the power of your originality to make amazing things happen. The Originers Podcast features expert tips and ideas to help you make the most of your originality, stand out and succeed. You'll also enjoy regular inspiration from Originers around the world. They'll open up about how they've achieved great things, got through the challenges, and the most important lessons they've learned. Subscribe now, because Originer, this is your time. You make the future.